Introduction. Maximize your natural talents. Be brisk, be splendid, and be public. Samuel Johnson. How to give a speech will improve your skills in any speaking situation. It will increase your confidence and charisma. It will improve others' opinions of your character and competence. But it will do something even more valuable than these important things. It will dramatically increase your influence with everyone you talk to about anything. Any book that attempts such a task had better focus on your actions as a speaker. By that, I mean your physical behavior and vocal approach that together convey messages quite separate from the words you're using. These are the critical nonverbal components of public speaking, and they are the focus of this book. How to Give a Speech, then, is a self-improvement book. It aims to substantially improve your public speaking performance. Why should you worry about performance? Well, the answer to that is clear. To change people's lives in some positive way, to affect how they think, feel, or act as a result of your presentations, you must perform at the peak of your abilities. Successful and influential speakers know all about reaching this pinnacle of achievement. Think of the great orators whose names we honor. People like Pericles in ancient Greece, Winston Churchill, Abraham Lincoln, and Martin Luther King Jr. Each of them was famous and everyone knew what they stood for. But it was their stirring addresses in public, their moments of peak performance that secured their places in history. They consciously used their attributes as speakers to the fullest extent possible. They performed at their very best. This book will show you how to maximize your own natural speaking talents in powerful and specific ways. The type of speech or presentation you give doesn't matter. In each case, you have the same task: honest communication that reaches your listeners' hearts and minds while conveying a clear sense of who you are and what you stand for. Here, then, is solid hands-on advice delivered in what I hope is a compact and reader-friendly package. You can keep this book on your bookshelf if you like, but I urge you to slip it into your briefcase, purse, or carry-on and take it with you whenever you'll be speaking in public. It truly is a guidebook of dynamic public speaking, meant to be as practical as possible. There are 101 entries in all, written as quick tips organized in 16 chapters. You can read the book from cover to cover, or explore a topic that's on your mind at the moment, or head straight to any tip that catches your eye. How to Give a Speech is the result of 4 decades of my work as a professional actor, public speaking professor, and speech coach to clients around the world, so it's filled with the practical matters these people have been engaged with as influential communicators. 4 key ingredients to achieving influence as a speaker. The reason we give speeches and presentations, reports at meetings, sales talks, campaign speeches, and every other type of performance is to influence our listeners positively. Knowing that we have the ability to do so should give us confidence. In fact, it should make us eager to get up on our feet. Below are what I consider to be the 4 actions on your part that are essential to achieving influence as a speaker. You should therefore include them in every one of your presentations. 1. Establish your credibility. You must have credibility in an audience's mind if you're to get listeners to think, feel, or do what you want them to as a result of your speech. Why in the world should I listen to this person is the ever-present question in listeners' minds. It's up to you to supply the answer, and fast, during the first 60 seconds of your talk. Tell them why they should listen to you, and I mean literally tell them. What is your experience that allows you to speak on this topic? What's your job title? How long have you been working in this field or pursuing it as an avocation? Did you conduct research that you'll be discussing in this presentation? Unless you're already famous, you must begin to build your credibility from the very first word out of your mouth. Being credible is what makes you worth listening to and believing. 2. Be honest. Does that sound obvious? Actually, when we lack confidence in ourselves as presenters, we usually try to be something other than who we really are. We wear a mask or slip on invisible armor to protect us. Worst of all, we try to be as good as someone else who's a successful speaker. But none of these solutions ever works because listeners only pay attention when a speaker is being completely honest with them. Each of us is absolutely unique in the universe and therefore interesting.